Like, I will say this. Like, most of the time, the thoughts about my legs, like, so I wore shorts all week. I didn't wear anything long. Like, it was short shorts or bikini the whole time. Now, I'm not going to say that, like, I know a lot of you would like to have my bodies. I totally get that. But, like, if I could pick a body, it would not necessarily be the one that has loose skin, scars all up and down it, and all the things, right? But, so I just noticed that very often, like, I have some shitty thoughts about my body. They kind of pop in. But what I don't do is like, oh my God, I shouldn't, like, you know, wear shorts and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't allow it to continue. What I do is I notice them and just be like, yeah, but we're going to wear shorts because we like wearing shorts. And there are good parts about you. And it's like, everybody just going to have to see what a real body looks like. Like, that's the things that I do. It's not that I sit around everybody like, oh my God, I love my body now because I've worked so hard on it. It's like, no, here's how I love my body. I love my body enough to live my life, even if it doesn't look the way that I would, like, pick off the shelf. You know, like, my loving thought for me is like, everybody's going to have to just see this real body. And I'm going to walk around, like, my niece, she's 18, drop dead gorgeous, just, you know, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And she, like, basically wore a bikini the entire time. There was another little girl who was, like, a freshman in high school. She, like, played cornhole in her bikini. Like, you would have thought her bikini was just her outfit of choice. And I was like, I'm going to be 45, coming on 46. You know what I'm going to do? I'm at the beach. I'm going to walk around in my bikini no matter what. Even if my brain wants to compare myself, even if my brain doesn't always love the reflection. But you know what I do love? I love the idea that I will do things despite how I feel or despite what I think in the moment. I know the life that I want. I go live the life that I want, and I let my brain act however it wants. And then over time, like, there's just certain areas where I am really skilled and really good at thinking the way I'm going to think, right? There's some areas that it may never clean up, and that's okay. You know, but what I want is to not wait to live my life for my brain to get on the same page of the life I want to live. And I think that's where a lot of you get hosed up, is you're like, well, I can't do the things that I want to do for myself, and I can't talk the way I want to talk to myself. I can't do any of this until all this stops. It's like, no, you get to do all of that while that happens. It's a way better experience.